to see you. We always want to see more. And the place was packed this morning, and we don't have near it many seating. But Charlie always says, we'll worship with the ones we got, pray for the others. That's where it goes. So I'm thankful for each and every one of you. We got communion going on tonight. I got a couple announcements I'm going to get out of the way. First, there is a business meeting after church tonight. Greg did tell me that. And Susie Jones wanted me to mention all the services up to the Veterans Day program on November the 10th here. That the first three rows back will be set up for just the veterans to come in and have a seat. And if they need one of their family members to come in and sit with them, that's fine, she said. No big deal, but she wants me to mention that. So if you know anybody that's a veteran, a friend, neighbor, anybody, everybody's welcome to that service. That's a very, very special service they have here at Gold Town. So if nothing else, Chris, we'll get us a congregational song.
Let's all stand, turn to page 14.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
Testimony tonight.
Yeah, I just want to thank God to say.
Bless you, Jim.
Well, today, you talk about this morning, I forget what it was, or maybe whatever. When he called, I answered. I just want to thank you for that and this beautiful day we've had.
Amen.
Thank God is back again. Ever be back again. So, many of our shut in.
Amen, Jim. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's all stand up. We'll praise the Lord, then we'll come up front and have our prayer.
Thank you.
that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall
about Ron, how in his testimony he's kind of rough when before we were saved, but God reached down and changed it.
Amen.
I couldn't change it.
That's right.
Couldn't change it. It took a miracle.
Yeah.
I thank God for who he is.
Amen.
And for what Christ did,
yes.
The suffering, think about it. The tree that he was hung on, he created.
Yeah.
He created it.
Bless you, Bert. Bless you, bud.
I praise God for who he is and what he can do.
Amen, buddy. Amen. Bless you, brother. Praise the Lord, partner. Amen. 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 Bless you, Joe. Amen.
know y'all get tired of hearing.
No, never, never.
Stand back, stand up. I'm going to stand up.
Amen.
I'm going to praise my Lord.
Amen. Yes.
You know, I'm just thinking it's getting harder for me to get around now and everything. And to beat all, Friday I fell off the deck while the Lord was taking a shower. She didn't know I fell. I fell off the deck onto the driveway, putting out a pumpkin on the deck. That's really bad. But anyway, the Lord has watched over me. It's given me a desire to come to church, and
amen.
We're studying in Acts down chapter 3. You know, Greg was teaching about the guy that couldn't walk, you know. It was a miracle that he was able to walk. You know, the Lord and I have been praying for a miracle now for over 18 years.
Amen, Joe. Amen.
You know, we're not going to stop.
That's amen. Right.
We're going to keep praying.
Amen. And,
you know, someday, you know, it might not be here on earth, but in heaven, our little granddaughter,
amen.
She's 18 years old,
yes.
And I still call her little,
yep.
Because, you know, in her mind, she's
that's
still
right.
Little. But, you know, if that miracle would happen, as Greg was talking about the guy and how jubilant, you know, he thought maybe he was and everything, if my granddaughter would get up and walk and talk, I'd probably run through a wall, you know. But everything's possible, you know.
Yes.
Lord has all the power. God has had all the power. And, you know, things can happen. You know, I've known Scott all my life. And, you know, I knew him back when he used to foul the heck out of me playing basketball and everything. You know, we were really good friends, wasn't we, Scott?
Yes.
And you know, I love Scott. And I know someday, you know, Scott is going to have better, too.
Sure. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I'm thankful for that. If we just give up hope, you know, we might as well not be here.
That's right.
And I just praise the Lord for what he's done for me. And as long as I can stand up, y'all going to have to put up with me. And that's all I can say. And I love the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, a lot of folks don't stand up for that guy. Heard people want to say, well, he stands up every time. Well, big deal, that's what you're supposed to do.
But, yes. Yes.
Never get tired of
it. Amen. So what else? That's what it takes to have a good service.
Yeah.
People standing up. Bless you, TJ.
That's
your heart, buddy.
Well, thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, buddy. Praise the Lord.
I had something weird happen to me yesterday. I'm a supervisor at work, and I had one of my employees call me. And he said, are you busy? He said, I need to talk to you. I said, oh, yeah, what do you mean? And I went to his house, and he's going through a lot of trouble. And I thought, I got to sit there and get me in church. I got to witness to him.
Amen.
And I told him, I said, I don't have all the answers.
Amen.
He saved me. He
yes.
Me.
Yes.
He's kept his marriage 27 years.
Bless you.
Everything I have is because of him. And he was looking at me like I'm something. I said, buddy, listen, if he knew me before I got saved, he wouldn't even talk to me today.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he saved me. I'm glad that he blessed me like he does.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, TJ.
Bless
his heart.
Amen.
TJ.
Amen.
Eddie, I'm going to get here.
Bless you, Jimmy.
You know, I was thinking Greg was teaching a few weeks ago about Pentecost and how all those new believers had gone to the temple and was in the temple, you know, praising God, and that's what, you know, that's what was supposed to happen. That's, and a lot of the Orthodox, they might not like that, but that's what it was for, was to worship God and worship Jesus Christ. And but I was just thinking about that, and you know, I was reading a little bit about Paul and how he went before King Agrippa, and he just said, you know, you know all these things that the Bible has said that was to come for the Messiah, and he says, you know, all of this wasn't done in a corner.
Right.
In other words, it was done out in the open, and
right.
And so, you know, I thought about that, and he was almost persuaded, but, you know, we just serve such a great God. I love these communion services.
Amen.
I love seeing the lines of people lined up to take the elements. It just gives me a glimpse of all the people that I'm going to be with forever.
Amen.
And it's just a good thought. And I'm glad to have my family here. I'm glad they get to walk through that line with me. And he's just done a lot for me. And like TJ, you know, everything I have is because of him, because of Jesus Christ. And I just want this revival just to take off. And,
amen.
You know, I want us to do our part. So. But it's a sweet spirit here tonight. And I think it should continue.
Amen. That's you, Brenda.
Something's going through my mind. I got a call or text yesterday about our cousin, and we don't know his spiritual life. I haven't seen him in years and years, but his two brothers and his sister we know are Christians. But they found him out in the yard Thursday morning. They don't know if he lay there all night. He had hypothermia. His sugar was 600, and he's in a coma. And we don't know if he's got another chance make things right with the Lord. As far as I know, he's never been saved. But, you know, I was just praying. I thought, you know, why do people wait? He's probably 82 years old. He's been there all the time. But why do they wait until maybe he'll never get that chance again? And then I thought, Barb Moss called me this afternoon before it came. She wanted to press prayer for Pat. Patrick, her husband, they live in Florida, dropped dead today with a heart attack. And, we don't know about his spiritual condition. Pat's saved, but we don't know about Patrick. So there again, we have someone who has passed away. Someone, and we think, well, we're getting ready to come into a revival. And we need to, it needs to be an emergency call go out for us. There's people out there who may not have another day.
That's right.
To accept the Lord. And it's just not on Rob, Aaron, or Al, or Jimmy. It's up to us, too. We can make a phone call. We can knock on a door. We need to get this out. This is serious business.
Amen.
People are lost. People are dying lost.
Amen.
And we need to be vigilant about what we're doing, about the Lord's work, and get out there and make phone calls and get posters out. Let's let people know we're getting ready to go into revival. And there's lost souls right here in our own community that needs the Lord. And Susie texted the city. She wanted us to pray for Jamin. Jamin is taking on a 9-week class from his church on finance, and that's where Aaron's at tonight. He's with Jamin. And she wants the church to pray for him, back him up. He's 25 years old, but he's doing the work for the Lord. And she was saying that finances sometimes is the number one cause of a young couple getting divorced. And that's true, even sometimes an older couple. But he's taking on something, a project for the Lord. And we need to back him up for that.
Amen.
I don't know why I'm saying all this, but I love the Lord.
Amen.
I'm thankful for Judy. And I tried to post that today with the kids doing the things up there to honor Chris. I mean, we do need to honor Chris and all he does for us. But we need to be vigilant about what we do. Chris is vigilant about his singing.
That's right.
His testament. It's the way he goes out with people. I'm nothing, and I'm not very good at stuff, but I know I can talk to people about the Lord. I've talked to people with the Vance Sands, and this lady stand there and invited me to her sing and talked to her and told her what a great church we had. And she goes to church occasionally. She said, I said, if you don't have a home church, we'd love to have you. But we need to get on fire for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And not just a prayer, but like I said to myself, Brenda, you've got a job to do. There's lost people. You need to make calls. You need to knock on doors. We all need to do that. We need to see a 3-week revival come out. Maybe we'll have 5,000 saved, like 10, 7, 9.
Amen.
Pray for me that I be what I should be for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's good. That's good. We're living in a time, people. I get so upset. I look at my phone and on today, and people put on their praying or putting their praying hands. And these are people that I don't want to judge them, but they're not living right. But they think they're living right. You know what I'm saying? When they do that, they think it's all fine when they do that. Then they're living right. And it's up to the Christians to go out there and to witness to them and tell them to get in the Bible and look to do what's right. You need to do what's right. What's right before you do all this stuff here. And I think it's a lot of people's mixed up now. We live in a mixed up country that, I'm thankful I'm saved. Just to put it that way. I need to go out and do a lot more than what I do. I grant you that. I'm a kind of person, just just as soon sit up on my heel and not go nowhere, talk to the chickens and the cows and everybody like that, you know, and I really and talking to the dog or something, and I enjoy that. It's fun, but I still need to do my part. I need to go out and see people. We live in a corrupt world. Bless you, Mary Jane.
Bless you, Mary Jane.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Mary Jane, they see it in you. You don't have to say a word to them. They see Christ through you, honey. Amen. Someone else? Feeling good tonight? All right, Chris, you got any more singing? Anything you want to do?
Well, I got some songs for communion.
Okay. If not, Al, come on. You preaching tonight, Al? Have Al come on up.
He made us part of a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. And you know, we know that. Then I had to go to a retirement dinner. And I wish I hadn't gone for a while. I mean, you know, all my carrying buddies, letter carriers are dying. And they look at me and said, how old are you? I didn't want to tell them. You know, but that's not a concern. The thing is that you be ready at any time that he comes. So it's good to be here. It's good to be here. I haven't heard much about the revival. I saw it advertised in the paper, and I thought, you know, we ought to be excited because we have another opportunity. I went to see two men. One of them I told you about. He said he don't have no desire. And the other one, to my knowledge, and if I'd call his name, you would know who he is. He told me that he's all right. Now, you said, well, now, are you going to judge him? No. But I'll tell you this. His action speaks louder than his words. And he's not saved. Oh, you're a judge? No. But I am a fruit inspector. Yeah. I want to read to you a little bit. Then we'll have our communion. And I want to look at it as a challenge for all of us. Jimmy was talking about hearing, listening, and I never did like to be told by my parents what to do, and so I had to learn the hard way. But it says here in the third chapter of Genesis, and I want you to listen to it. I'm going to read out of it, third chapter of Genesis. And I want you to listen to it. Listen to what it says. Yeah. In Adam, ninth verse, third chapter. Father, we thank you. Beautiful day. We are able to make our way to your house this morning. And it's a privilege for me, Lord, to be here. and an honor that you've called me out of darkness into light. And place me, Father, in a body that's going to live with you forever. Father, you help me for these few remarks that I want to make tonight. I need to get out of the way and let you have complete right away. As I challenge them, I'll challenge myself. Father, we need to be reminded that the harvest is ripe. The labors are few. And Lord God, time is simply passing, and as the saying goes, only those things that are done for you are going to last. So time is passing swiftly, but our Father, we need to work while we have day. Night's coming. We won't be able to work. So Lord, help me to get just out of the way and listen to you. In Christ's name, amen. Ninth verse. And the Lord God called unto Adam. And he said unto him, one-on-one, you know what happened? You know what the Lord told them that they could do and what they could not do? But that fellow that we call Slewfoot, the enemy, deceived them. And they still didn't want to take the blame. One-to-one-to-one, then pass it on to the serpent. But many times we don't even want to listen. He said, Adam, where art thou? I'll be asking you a question on that. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. And I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. I think often of that, of me, you know. I couldn't deceive anybody. I might try to and pretend to. But he knows me better than I know myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I've commanded you this day not to eat or shouldn't eat? Now listen to the excuse. The woman said, thou gave me, the man said, the woman whom you gave me to be with me, she gave to me, and I did eat. Did he have the right to refuse? Sure he did. I'm sure when the Lord spoke to them, said, do not eat of that tree. So he didn't listen, but he listened to his wife, his companion, right out of his rib. And he said, that's the lady that caused me to do this. And she said, not me. It's that serpent. Right. You know, they kept on passing the buck. We do that. And he said, because you did this, or thou this, thou art cursed above the cattle, above all the beasts of the field, and in the valley thou shalt go, and dust shall eat all the days of thy life. I'm going to stop there. And I want to ask you a question. I want you to look at the question that God asked, not the pastor. And sometimes we get accused of being too strong, too hard. But I'm talking about the God of the universe speaking to an individual. And he said, Adam, where are you? And he got afraid. He heard that voice. He'd heard it before. This was the first family on the earth. And if we, in this revival, if nobody else, if you could get your family here, and don't force them, Don't force them, because the more that you talk to them, the more they'll probably rebel you. But I'll tell you one of the keys for you to get things going. Pray conviction upon them. That works. How do you know? Get in the closet, and when you come out, God will give you an answer. But we don't want to spend no closet time. This shows the picture of God the Father speaking to the first family upon the universe. The first family that transgressed, and from that day on, we have all suffered. You can blame whoever you want to. You can put on anybody, but it was started right here with a man, his companion, and the devil. He's out. He don't think we can have no more revivals. He thinks those days are over. I've read, and I'm sure Greg and Charlie have read of those history revivals. I mean, when people were running, they were sitting by the window. They didn't have the air. They didn't have, you know, all the comforts. But they were convicted. And God was drawing them. So, where are you? That's an important question. Where are you in your vision, your burden, your travailing, and the zeal? If you share the Lord with them, whoever they are. I used to be pretty backward about that, and I didn't want people to think I was, you know, a narrow-minded somebody. But I've got over that. I got over that. And I don't ask them, do you belong to church? I said, do you know Jesus? There's no other name given under heaven, so don't talk about church. There's all kinds of churches. There's the church of what's happening now. There's the church of all kinds. But do you know Jesus? God asked that question. You know why? You know why you pray and invite? Because you care, and we need to care. I was given this by a pastor, and maybe you already forgot it, but I still have it, Jimmy. I'm part of the puzzle of the family of God. I am. And I have the privilege, I don't have to, but I have the privilege of sharing the good news. Honestly, I don't know why I read the paper. It's nothing but drugs, murder, and all this politics. I'm sick of it. All day today, we didn't turn that TV on. Probably yesterday, we didn't turn it on. Why? Oh, don't tell me. I need to get rid of it. What are you seeing on it? But I won't go there. God asked, he said, where are you? Today. So he cares so much because he's concerned for your soul. Do you realize that if you die lost, someone said that's the end of it. No, that's the beginning of eternity. I mean, you're either going to live with him in a glorified body, in a stage of rejoicing. I don't think we're going to be floating spirits. I think we're going to have a hallelujah time there. Yeah. And I want to share that with people. And I try to share it every day. I said to the Lord, Father, let me witness to somebody today. Just let me witness to them. And you know what? God is only obligated to call once. Once. But because of his love, if he called me once, and never called, I died lost. I heard, didn't really understand, but I did understand that I was lost on my way to eternity. So I want you to know he calls, and he calls you not from church to baptism to this thing. He called you, placed you in a royal family with the greatest gift that's called eternal life. Eternal life forever and ever. And I thought, oh my, oh my. It's just like the shepherd goes after his sheep that's went astray. God knocks, and he knocks. They'll turn you down. We have the image or the thought that when a person gets saved, that he can't do anything anymore. That's a lie. You can do what the Lord lets you to do and enjoy yourself. Yeah, yeah. I don't need to go around with a sad, sad looking face, not smile. There's at times that I do, but it's because I've asked God for a burden. And then sometimes I wish I'd never asked him because it comes more. I'm being honest with you, you see. But he said, if you're broken heart, I'll mend it. I'll make it all over again. A brand new heart. If you're tired, and people are tired today. You see, he's calling from darkness to light. But I see people all around, and the people you work with, the people that we live by, they're tired. They're aggravated with life. And Jesus had the answer.
Amen.
It's right in this book right here. You're tired and heavy laden. You don't know who to turn to. You don't know what drug's going to help you. You don't know what alcohol's going to do to you. But I'll tell you what. He'll place you and give you the living water. You'll never, never, never have to thirst again. You think about that. Where are you today? In the privilege. It's a privilege. Don't let the enemy tell you that you shouldn't do that. When he puts it, you know, Jimmy said he called. When the Lord said, talk to them. Whisper to them in their ear. Let them know. How do I know that? Because he wrote it for me in John 3:16. Yeah. He loved me so much that he gave his only son. His only son. His purpose to come was to redeem mankind. What we lost in Adam, we can gain in Jesus Christ. What a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus Christ. A friend for life. For life. For life. And they say, well, preacher, he could take your broken heart and mend it. Do you remember? The fellow said, Dad, I want my, and that wasn't even right. Because he was the oldest, or the youngest rather. And he went into a far country. You know what we say when somebody goes astray, and it happens every day? I've never understood that. Now, I'll witness to you of this, that he saved me. Now, I'm full of faults and failures. And really, really without him, I wouldn't be a thing. But with him, I'm somebody.
Amen.
Yeah, I belong to a king.
Yeah.
But I want you to know, many times, this is what we've said in our attitude. Oh, let them go. Let them go. They went farther. But the prodigal went into a far country. Spend it all. Yeah. Enjoy it. Live it up. You just got one life. That's it. Yeah. And then when that's through, you'll just go to the ground and that's the end of it. Not so. Not according to this book, you see. Yeah. Now, he speaks. And I thought when Brother Bailey was teaching, it excited me, and I didn't share it. When he talked about those thousands getting saved, man, that was a hallelujah time. I don't know what I would have done. I've seen one get saved, and I've rejoiced. But think about thousands getting saved. That was the beginning of excitement to the living church from a living God, the one that's made us alive. It's a personal question. Yeah. Oh, you say, preacher, that's where we got you and those three other fellas. No, 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 no. You know what you're doing? You're copying out and you're cheating yourself out of a privilege. Sharing him. Sharing him. Oh, you see. Well, where do you think I go? Just start at your home. Start in your neighbors. Start in your community. That's where you need, that's a good place to start. I've even, and I know you're thinking probably I'm foolish, I've even got before the mirror and talked to the mirror like I witnessed it to him. Just to get me in practice. But then, when I go, I say, Lord, you lead me. Let the Holy Spirit be my mouthpiece. You speak for me, Lord. And let me just get out of the way. You speak for me, Lord. It's a personal question. How about your friends? How about your husband? How about your neighbors? I see so much discouragement. And you know what? Please don't misunderstand me. The drug people are getting rich. They get a little bit of peace out of that. But you know what? That's just like sin. They don't tell you the consequences, what it'll do to your physical life. Sin will destroy you. And you know what? From the beginning of mankind, if you remember in Genesis, he will not always knock, speak. I think there comes a time. I don't know when it is. I'm not even going to try to tell you that. But you need to look at an individual that he might not be here even today, and you have the privilege. In my Baptist friends, I hear them say this, and I don't criticize them. I said, what are you guys doing? I said, we're out going soul winning. Oh, I don't like that statement. Well, why don't you try it? You will like it. Especially if God opens the door for you. We have the credentials. We have the opportunity. And you said, I don't think that God speaks. He does. He said, Zacchaeus, make haste today. Today, I'm coming to your house. Let's me and you break bread together. Let's have fellowship. Yeah. And he started making things right. When Paul, full of the devil, on the road to destroy the church, thinking he could do it. God spoke to him. Saul, Saul. He recognized that voice. You see, there's something about the Holy Spirit that when it begins to speak to you, you know it's him. I knew it. I heard Charlie say he was walking in the military, taking care of guard duty. And I'm sure, going back to Grapevine Chapel, that little church that has a very few numbers today. But that's where he heard these people witnessing to him and talking to him and shouting and rejoicing. They had a favorite expression at Grapevine. If you've ever been there, I haven't forgotten. Instead of saying, anybody want to testify, they said, somebody talk. Somebody talk. And you know what? Those words were effective to Charlie Fisher. If nobody else got saved at Grapevine, they sowed the seed and it took root. And he came home and surrendered his life to the Lord. That's just one. But think of a multitude that you can win for the Lord. Oh my. So it's a personal question. You see. To the rich man. He went away sorrowfully. I don't know. Maybe, there was an opportunity and he took advantage of it. What would it profit you and I to gain it all? To gain it all and lose our own soul. So it's very important that you take that thought. Where art thou? Where are you personally? Don't shove it over to somebody else. Don't say, somebody go, no, I'm backward. No. Do you remember when that fellow stuttered? What a work that God used him. Yeah. He said, I'll send somebody to help you. Yeah. That's why I think it's good for us to go out two by two. Yeah. I've done that before with friends. I said, I did it here with Brother Moore that preached for us from Kentucky. I said, listen to me, brother. I've talked to these people and they listen to me not. So what I'm going to do, you do the witnessing. You do presenting the scriptures, the gospel, and I'm going to be praying in the back. You know the names if I'd call them. We went to one. And he said, if I die lost, and he was touched that day, if I die lost, he said, my family's going to weep their hearts out, but I'm not ready. Another one we went to see because Joey told me, he said, I'm not coming for revival unless we go out talking to people. And you know the price of that revival? I'll never forget it, and I'll tell it everywhere. We went to a horse barn. And a man got saved. Yeah. Bless his heart. And the first thing he said to me, you know, when you get saved, you want to tell somebody. Yes. He said, stop and tell my wife and my daughter. Okay. Take the picture. Look at it. Barn. Salvation. What happened? In heaven, there was rejoicing. One soul, they was rejoicing. Quiet, yes. Shouter, never. But I'll tell you what, I believe by the grace of God, I'll see him again.
Amen.
Yeah. Let's go a little farther. It's a very, not only personal, but it's a serious question. You know why? Because it's a matter of life and death. People ask me, what's your membership? I said, we don't have any. The family of God, we don't have membership here. But it deals with eternal values. And it deals with death and life. That's why it's very, very serious. Now, what is your obligation? You do your part, and I'll guarantee you that he'll do his part. He will. He'll not, dear heart. We don't want church membership. We're not wanting after your money, and that's all they accuse the church of. All you want is my money. Well, I don't need your money. I belong to a kingdom where I'll be walking in a street of gold, where I will have a glorified body. I don't need your money. You see. But oh, they think, maybe you just want membership. We don't have it. All I want to do when you get saved is give your hand, the right hand of fellowship to the believers, and I'll guarantee you that night, little old dumb boy didn't know much about salvation. I got saved. And never faults, failures, weaknesses, shortcomings. Yes. You don't see them, but he does. He knows me better. He examines me. He puts the scope on me, you see. And then he asks him, what have you done? You heard, I already read it to you. Do you know what sin does to you? It brings disgrace. It brings shame. And at the end of your journey. Now, there's a lot of people out there think that when you die, that's it. No. It's the beginning of eternity. The beginning of eternity. But he can take that shame and turn it into joy that's unspeakable and full of sorrow. Yeah. I'm telling you, folks, if I could give you what the Lord's given me, you'd never want to give it back to me. But sorry, I can't give it to you. It's mine, and God has given it to me, you see. I've tried a lot of things. And you know what? People today, now I'm going to close my comments so we can have our communion. People have tried to hide their sins. Nobody knows. Adam and Eve thought they could cover up with leaves, you see. But too late, their actions come to light. And God was calling them. Don't you dare try to hide from the Lord. He's everywhere. Let me read to you. Jeremiah 23:24. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord. Yeah. Do I not fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? It's all his. David thought he could hide. And for several years, he thought he got away with it. But when God sent the man of God, and then he gave us those wonderful psalms, where he confessed and confessed. Now, let me tell you this. I'm going to close. And people, none of you knew me before. And I'm not going to tell you other than that I was a bad sinner. And there ain't no good sinners, but I was real bad. But you know what? I came to the saving knowledge. And he accepted me just as I was. I think, well, I'm going to do better. I'm going to quit this. And I couldn't quit nothing. Mostly nothing. And my family don't know me from the past. They just know me from the time. You'll probably dispute this, you see. And to a lot of people, it's controversial. I went from a sinner to a saint. Yeah. Oh, preacher, you're a fanatic. No. I'm trying to enjoy what he did for me. And yet, the best is yet to come. I love Scotty. Now and then I like to go see him and kid with him. But I leave there and I tell my wife, one of these days, we'll be together in a glorified body. Yeah. I'm in no rush, but I think the signs are here. Now, I want you to think of that. Where are you? Where are you going? What are you doing? Well, he hasn't spoke. Yes, he has. The trouble is you're not listening. That's where it's at. Now, I don't expect Rick Cooper to bring the revival. I don't expect the singers to bring a revival. And if the crowd don't ever get big, it won't disappoint me. I hope we can pack the house for the glory of the Lord. But the thing that makes me excited, I'm looking forward to somebody dying out the sin and coming alive. In Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah. God still saves people. Yeah. All walks of life. All needs. He still saves. But we are the vessel that he chose. And he said, I'm the potter. And you're the clay. And I'll mold you and make you. Oh, Paul went on. What a powerful, powerful giant for the Lord. And that's how I want to finish my life. Lord, I've tried to be faithful. And I've tried to be good. I've tried. And I know I failed you. But I'd like to see a good revival. And not only a revival, but I want you to search yourself. This communion, you see. Preacher, I'm not worthy. I don't know anybody that will ever be worthy. But don't forget this. When we do this, we're doing it in remembrance of the price that he paid for me and you. That's why. Don't forget it. People used to tell me, don't forget. I can't forget, and I don't want to forget what Jesus did for me. Father, I want to quit right now, and we're going to go into communion service. You search our hearts, Lord, and you bless those that's going to serve and those that will be served. Our Father, we pray that we would remember, Lord God, what you told us. Oh, dear Jesus, what a privilege to take the elements, Lord God. Father, we thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Now, Chris, give us a song, and the people that's going to serve, you know how to do it. So let's start. Go ahead.
Till my
shall find rest beyond the river.
Amen. 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 Has everybody been served that we have here at Goldtown Open Communion? If you know Jesus and he knows you, you feel free to take communion with us. None of us is worthy, but I want you to know you feel free if everybody's been served. You remember that day when he gathered with them around the table, knowing. I've wondered when I read this, when these folks are getting executed, what's going through their mind. But the master knew he was facing crucifixion. What love, what love, what love. And yet, knowing that one would betray him. You see, he knew all things. But that day, when he gathered with him, this is what it says. As they were eating, Jesus took bread. Chris, you pray for the bread.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what this means to us, your body, your blood. We ask that you bless this as a nourishment for our bodies. Help us to always be about your business. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name.
When he took the bread and blessed it, he broke and gave to his disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body. Take and eat. And he took the cup. And he gave thanks. Jimmy Castor, pray. This is my new blood. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Take ye and drink. And praise the Lord for the redemption story. Amen. Give us another verse, Chris.
He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was alone.
This, if that is unlove. they'd like to give a testimony. Praising him.
Amen.
Bless you, Steve. Bless you, Steve.
Thank you for your shed blood.
Yeah.
Saving a wretch like me.
Amen. Bless you, Steve. Amen. Sure, sure. Bless you, Steve. Amen.
I had a man tell me he's going to come with me to church. I'm inviting him already. He's been here a couple times. He gave me back a long time. How bright is I'm talking about? He's bought the house. I talked to him and his other. But pray for us.
Yeah. Bless you, Steve. Amen. Anybody else? Bless you, Jimmy. Bless you, Jimmy. Amen. 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 You satisfied? Bless you. Bless you, John. Amen. Amen. Bless you.
Amen. Bless you, buddy. Yeah.
Bless you, Joe. Bless you, Joe. Bless you, Joe.
I will never forget that, Al.
That's right. That's right, Joe.
But I didn't wait, and I really got down to the nitty-gritty and said, what are you doing, boy? You can do better. You served your Lord.
Bless you, Joe.
Just ask him to forgive you.
Amen.
Yeah.
And go back to church and be able to take communion again.
Yeah. Bless you, Joe.
And I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, out of the Lord all the credit. After I was rededicated and I really put myself where I really wanted to be.
That's a sign that he's coming.
Yeah. Hey, maybe they want us to do this, Al. I've seen on TV, we're in one college now. Instead of clapping, they want you to do the jive, you know. Maybe that's what we ought to do. Do the jive. But I'm thankful.
Bless you, Joe.
The Lord has forgiven me. I dedicated my life again to him, and I went through a heart attack and all kinds of trouble, but I had no fear. There's no fear in my life anymore of dying, because I know there's a better place.
Bless you, Joe.
Bless you, Joe.
Y'all just remember and pray. I didn't mean to let you go off.
We're going to dismiss the service, but don't worry about that. Just get used to it. Just pretend that's a trumpet.
The alarms are going off, Al.
Yeah.
Time's running out.
Right.
The alarm should be going off. I get. I ain't going off. The alarm should be going off because the time's running out.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's an honor. You know, one day you're going to need somebody, somehow, something. Right? Shane ain't wishing this on anybody, but as time goes on, there'll be something that happens in their life. Life happens to us all, and they'll have to rely on the Lord. I'm glad that they're rooted here. I've seen them rooted here, and they have that they can fall back on.
Yeah. Amen. Would you buy a hit? Don't pay attention to. Father, we thank you for your presence. Thank you, Father, for this good fellowship. Thank you, Lord God, that we're reminded the price that you paid for us. Now you bless our Father Greg as he takes care of the business meeting. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. Thank you, our Father, for Chris and Wendy that took care of our music, how precious and powerful it sounds. Lead us, our Father. Go with us into our business meeting in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Greg?